so we have from Jesus this morning these five parables about the kingdom of heaven. Now, last week we looked at one of the other parables from this chapter of Matthew's gospel. Remember the parable of the kingdom of heaven being like a field sowed with wheat that then someone also sows weeds within. Before we consider these parables, though, I think three things maybe should be said up front. Maybe these are kind of obvious. The first thing is, I know sometimes when I read this chapter 13, I think, boy, Jesus is just, you know, going to town here, one right after the other, about the kingdom of heaven. It's likely that Jesus did not say all of these all at once, but Matthew, in compiling them, has put them all together because of their common theme. Now, this doesn't change at all the meaning of these, but if you were sitting there wondering, boy, Jesus is just going to town on the kingdom of heaven here, it's possible that these were said throughout Jesus' ministry, and Matthew has put them together. Now, something else that maybe needs to be said is when Matthew speaks of the kingdom of heaven, that heaven word might immediately make us jump to afterlife. But Matthew's meaning here is similar to what some of the other gospel writers call the kingdom of God. He's talking about the reign of God. And remember, Jesus says more than once, the kingdom of heaven is among you, is already here. It's not something coming later. So when Matthew talks about the kingdom of heaven, when Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like this, he's talking about the whole kingdom of God. And that's not something yet to come. It's already here. Now, lastly, and this again may be quite obvious, but I think it's worth saying that these are parables. Jesus is not giving a literal description of God's kingdom. He's using metaphor and poetry. And so we need to approach them in this way. These are metaphors for what the kingdom is like. Notice he says the kingdom of heaven is like this. He doesn't say the kingdom of heaven is a current reign of God that's here among you and I am the model for that and the example. He doesn't. No. This is a poetry, metaphor. It's like when Robert Burns said, "My love is like a red, red rose." There's one thing certain. He's not in love with a flower. But there are qualities that rose has with his beloved. And that's what Jesus is doing here. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, like yeast, like a hidden treasure, like a merchant looking for a pearl, like a net full of fish. The kingdom of heaven is not those things, and none of them is going to give us a full picture of the kingdom of heaven. But each of them is going to reveal some aspect or aspects of the kingdom. So let's consider what each of these descriptions, metaphors, might tell us about the kingdom. First, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Small, one of the smallest of seeds, but when it grows, Jesus says, it grows into this large shrub or tree that gives shade and comfort to birds and all sorts of other creatures. What does this tell us about God's kingdom? It's something small, or it starts small and grows into something much bigger that gives comfort. Maybe Jesus is talking about how the kingdom of God grows and lives in each of us. It begins often quite small. Maybe Jesus is talking about that spark of the divinity within each of us, the image of God. And I don't know about you, but I can't pinpoint an exact moment in my life when I suddenly was a Christian after not being a Christian. It wasn't like a lightning bolt road to Damascus. It happened over time. You know, being dragged against my will to church as a kid and going to Sunday school and other things. And at some point, I just realized, hey, I actually believe this stuff. That seed had grown. Maybe that's what Jesus is talking about. Or perhaps about the fact that our revealing of the kingdom of God is often best done in small ways, in the little things, conversely, it's also the little things we do that can destroy the kingdom of God. But that's another sermon. That's for another time. It's often the little things that are most important, and they grow. Now, this is similar to the second image of yeast. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast worked through a whole batch of flour, 60 pounds. That yeast gets into every corner of that flour. And that's what the kingdom of heaven is like. Again, something small, yeast, but worked throughout all this flour, and it means that all that flour is now leavened. When you bake with it, it will grow and rise. It's an interesting image. The kingdom of God, again, is like something small, but as it works its way into what? What's the flour? Our world? Our lives? But as it works its way in, it brings growth. Because of that yeast, we can rise. Some might even say that yeast brings life to the flour. And that's what the kingdom of God is like. The kingdom of God is like a treasure, a hidden treasure in a field. And a man finds the treasure, hides it again, which I think is a fascinating detail that I have no clue what it means, but interesting. Finds it, hides it again, and then gives everything he's got to purchase that field and to get that treasure. The kingdom of God is like a hidden treasure. Who hides it? Who hid it initially? God? Us? The world? Who hides this treasure? I don't know. But clearly Jesus is saying the kingdom of God is something you have to look for. You have to search for. You have to even work for. It's valuable, but not obvious. But its value is greater than everything else that you have. It's worth giving everything to get this treasure because it brings joy. That's what the kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for a pearl. And when he finds a pearl of great worth, sells everything he's got to get it. Now, this sounds very similar to the hidden treasure parable. And I will admit, until about this week, I had always just assumed, because I've often heard it referred to as the parable of the pearl of great price. But did you notice? I didn't notice it till this week. The metaphor here is the kingdom of heaven is not like the pearl. It's like the merchant looking for the pearl. Previously, it was the treasure which was the kingdom. In this case, it's the one searching and looking. Isn't that interesting? God is like a merchant looking for valuable pearls. Now, who are those pearls? Could it be that we are those pearls? You know, what's the beginning of a pearl? A little piece of dust or grit or sand. And over time, it builds up these secretions and becomes something valuable. You suppose that's a metaphor for us? That all of our experiences, our ups, our downs, our joys, our failures, our successes, our talents, all have turned our little speck of dust that we are into something valuable in God's eyes. And God is searching and looking for us. And God, like that merchant, is willing to give everything God has, including his son, and his life on a cross to get us? Are we that valuable? The kingdom of heaven is like a net full of fish and sea creatures of all kinds. Some are good to eat, some are not so good to eat. This parable clearly ties into last week's parable of the wheat and the weeds. But notice even here, the separating is not yet. It will happen, but not yet. So let's focus on just this idea of the net. The kingdom of God is like a net. Some people, I think, see God's kingdom and God as a trap. God wants to grab you and limit you and give you all these commandments, and I don't want that, so I'm going to wriggle out of God's net. That's how some people, I think, see religion and God, as a trap. And that's one way to see this image of the net. You're caught up in it, and you don't want to be there. But let me suggest, I'm suspicious that that is not what Jesus intended. There is a positive way to look at this image of the net, though, probably more than one, but I was thinking of it in the terms of once you're in God's net, you're in it. And at least God won't let you out. That fisherman's not going to go through the fish until later, up on the shore. When you're in that fisherman's net, you're in it. And God wants us to be in the net, the web of the kingdom. And once we're in, God's not going to willingly let us go. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, like yeast, like a hidden treasure, like a merchant, like a net. Each of these offers a glimpse into the kingdom. It's like the story of the blind men coming upon the elephant. Heard that, you know, and they each feel something different. None of them sees the whole thing through how they're feeling it. I think it's true of these parables. They give us glimpses of things, but none of these gives us the whole picture. And I love the end of this when Jesus says to those listening, "Have you understood all these things?" And they say, oh yeah, sure, we got it. I was thinking about ending the sermon this way and just saying, have you understood all these things? And see how many would say, oh yeah, sure, sure. Can we just move on? Sure. And I imagine Jesus, of course, as they're saying, yes, we have understood all these things, Jesus sort of going, right. Yeah. Well, I'll be the first to admit, I'm still not understanding what all Jesus is getting at in these parables. But that's part of the point. Because they're parables, we have to engage them, wrestle with them a bit, try and figure them out. I'm still not sure what Jesus is trying to tell us in all these parables. But I keep wrestling with them. And there is one thing I know for sure, even if I don't quite understand what all the kingdom of heaven is like, I do know I want to be part of it. Amen.